What's up, Style Crew? We are back with another new episode of Style and Conversation. And before we get into this special episode, I want to remind you all to make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, as well as make sure you're following my YouTube channel, which is Styled by Jessica Lauren. If you are someone who prefers to listen to the podcast visually, this is where the visual episodes go every week. So make sure you head on over and subscribe on each of those platforms. And the last to ask that I have of you, please make sure that you leave us a 5-star rating, because it's very 5-star over here. And I ask you to do this so that we can reach other listeners and they can benefit from the amazing conversations that we're having. So please leave us a 5-star review on Apple as well as Spotify and comment. Let us know what you're thinking about each episode on YouTube as well as on the podcast streaming platforms. The last thing I want to ask you all, please make sure that you are following us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is Style and Conversation Pod. Make sure you're following us and keeping up with all the things that we are doing over there. And I just greatly appreciate your support on all fronts. Now that we've got those things out of the way, let's talk about this episode. So we actually have a holiday upon us tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day. So I wanted to do our first Valentine's episode, and hence my attire if you are a visual listener. And also, I'm actually recording this episode while I am on a work trip in San Francisco. So you notice the difference in the background and all those things. That's why. But for this special Valentine's Day episode, I'm going to be counting down and sharing my top 10 favorite Black rom-com type films and or a film with a Black rom-com with a Black lead. So I just thought this would be a really fun way to get into the spirit of Valentine's Day, whether you have a significant other, whether you are still in a season where you are exploring your singleness and you're celebrating with other loved ones. This is just a great episode to really go down memory lane, discuss some great films, and who knows, like you could end up watching these this weekend. So let's get started. So the first film that I have on my list is The Wood. So I love The Wood. One of the things that I love about this film, to be transparent with my listeners, is the way this film explores friendship amongst three Black men. I love the way that these characters express their love for each other. And I love that their relationship is so longstanding. They developed their friendship when they were kids and it continued into adulthood. And it explores one of the main characters getting married. He's the first friend out of the crew getting married for the first time. It's three main characters. And I just really love that they explore this aspect, because I don't think that we talk about Black male friendships enough. I feel like there's always a lot of conversation around female relationships and friendships and being explored in shows like Insecure, Girlfriends, Living Single. And those things, those shows are extremely iconic, and it's important to talk about Black female friendships. I've talked about it ad nauseum on this podcast, but I just love the way that they explored it within this film and the way that they would go back and forth between present day and the past, just to show the history of each character and their character development. It was amazing. So number 10 for me is the wood. Number 9 is Just Right. And this film, the two main characters are played by Common and Queen Latifah. And also Paula Patton is one of the main characters in this film. And what I love about this film, first of all, Queen Latifah is iconic. She is a legend in Hollywood. She has always been consistent with her craft. And I loved her character in this movie because she plays a woman who was just so comfortable being in her own skin. Yes, she was a woman who desired love and companionship, but she wasn't centering her entire life around it. And she was confident in herself enough to wait until a man found her that she was able to be herself with and not have to put on and be anyone else. Granted, there are adjustments that have to be made once you're in a committed relationship, marriage, whatever the case may be, but it shouldn't be to the point where you're compromising yourself. And I love that this main character, Leslie Wright, she didn't want to do that. And Common's character in this movie, he just was so suave, such a gentleman, and he actually plays a basketball player. And what was just so unique about his character in this way is that him playing a basketball player, his character was very opposite of what the typical stereotype is for an athlete. He was very much a gentleman, the type of guy who actually he was desired to be within a committed relationship. He didn't shy away from that. And you know what else? Felicia Rashad was gold in this movie. I mean, any type of film, show, whatever the case may be, where she's involved, you know it's going to be good. And everyone was just amazing. I love this film. So number 9 for me is Just Right, which moves us on to number 8. Number 8 for me is Baggage Claim. And this is actually another film with Paula Patton where she plays the main character in this film. And Derek Luke stars alongside her as well, along with some other heavy hitters who make appearances, Trey Songz, Tia Mowry, Taye Diggs. Jill Scott was in this movie. And so a few things I love about this film. Jennifer Lewis, she was in the film as well. Jennifer Lewis and Lauren London. This was just such a cute film. It touches on so many different things. The first thing I want to talk about, it touches on the dynamics and the layered things that can take place sometimes in a mother-daughter relationship. And her mother, Paula Patton's mother, is played by Jennifer Lewis. And there's just such a misunderstanding of each other throughout this film. And there's a point at the climax where they have this understanding and you see such clarity come into play from this one profound conversation. They're able to really see each other. And it was just such a beautiful conversation. And so that's the first thing, touching on the dynamics of the mother-daughter relationship. The other aspects of this film that I love, Jill Scott was hilarious in this movie. She plays one of the really supportive girlfriends who is just like completely like flirtatious, very comfortable in her skin, very like comfortable going after what she wants personally, professionally. And Paula Patton's character, it's very interesting to see her become peaceful with her current state in life as this film develops. Just her character her character development was amazing. And of course, Derek Luke. Obviously easy on the eyes, but he is an incredible actor. And he's just amazing. And the other aspect that I loved about this film is exploring the dynamics between a male-female friendship and how they had been friends since they were kids, and just seeing the evolution of their friendship. It was really special. It's such a great film, very lighthearted, but it just gives you all the feels at the right time. So, number 8 is Baggage Claim. Number 7 is Thin Line Between Love and Hate. And this film stars the incredibly talented Martin Lawrence and Lynn Whitfield. And what I, as well as Regina King, so you have just 3 icons in this film, as well as Della Reese. And so what I love about this film, Martin Lawrence's character definitely has some maturing that needs to take place. And he gets humbled throughout this process. You know, he's definitely done some things to lay out some bad karma for himself throughout this film. And his bill comes due. But not only does his bill come due, it affects the people around him. And so, also, I just think that it's one of those, I think it's one of those things where it explores the importance of being honest in your dating pursuit, whatever that may be. If you're someone who is wanting to just be out with no commitment and having sex and whatever that case may be, it explores that. And I think that it shows the importance of being honest about your intentions with people. So you'll notice in each of these rankings, I'm trying to share about the film without telling you too much, just in case you haven't seen it. I'm not a spoiler. So, yeah, so that is Thin Line Between Love and Hate. So that leads us to number 6, which is Best Man Holiday. Best Man Holiday is the sequel to Best Man, and don't trip. Best Man is for sure on this list. But Best Man Holiday just explores the life of each of the friends in the first Best Man a few years later. If I'm remembering correctly, I believe it's 10 years later. So at this point, each of the characters, with the exception of 2, have gotten married. They have kids. One of the main characters, this couple is pregnant with their first child during this film, and they're exploring their fertility struggles, getting to that point of carrying a child full term and actually delivering. It also explores the betrayal and how you can recover or not recover from that, avoidance styles after an offense has taken place. It also explores like sexual tension between a couple of friends. And the other thing that I really love about this film is that it's based during Christmas time. And anyone who knows me, Christmas time is one of my favorite times of the year. It's one of my favorite holidays. Valentine's Day actually is 2nd, which is why we're doing this episode. But I love Christmas. It just gives me all the feels. I have such great memories from my childhood, and it's just such a joyful time for me, from the food that you only get once a year, the decorations that you only get to put up once a year, the family members that you may only get to see once a year. I just love Christmas. And that's one of the reasons that I love that this film is based around that time. I think the holidays have a tendency to bring out a lot of emotions from people, and they definitely were able to do that with this film. And so, yeah, I love this film. So, Best Man Holiday, that is number 6. Number 5 is not necessarily a Black rom-com, but like I said in the intro, specifically for this film, which is why I added that, exploring films with Black leads. So, Hitch is number 5. Hitch stars the Fresh Prince himself, Will Smith, and he stars along Eva Longoria. And this film follows a main character who is a dating coach, and he helps men who don't have the best luck communicating with women and helps them land the loves of their lives. And so the script gets flipped on him because he has found this woman that he is enthralled with, and she has the same feelings for him. But what I like about this storyline is that it shows how when you find your person, it's not always just this linear path to success. Sometimes in the dating process early on, we can be too much in our heads and, you know, things go awry and the first or second date doesn't go as well. Sometimes you may be like, maybe the first date doesn't go so great, and sometimes you may not even get to a second date. But what if you have a connection with that person? It can just be like minor things that it's not anything about their character or anything of that nature, but something just didn't go well. And I love that they explore the quirks of falling in love with someone, because ultimately those are the beautiful things that really stand out and that really make a difference in falling in love. At least in my, that has been the case in my experience, in my relationship. So I just love Hitch. It's just like a very lighthearted, feel good movie. You have a moment of climax where it gets a little serious, but ultimately it's extremely funny, lighthearted, and this is a great film for Valentine's Day. So that is number 5, Hitch. Number 4 is Best Man. And Best Man is just an all-time classic. This film explores some college friends and their spouses. And two of the friends are getting married. So everyone is coming to town for their wedding weekend. And it just explores the dynamics of their relationship during college, post-college, how some people are handling being adults in the real world post-college, because that transition is not always easy. Matter of fact, yeah, it's 9 times out of 10, it's not easy, because life comes at you fast, right? No matter how prepared you are, no matter how many connections you have post-college, it's not always easy. And I love that they explore that. They explore the dynamics of faith within this film, faith within a relationship, within a marriage, virginity. There were some serious betrayals that took place in this film. And yeah, it's just a classic. It's like classic 90s, like Nia Long, like the stunning Nia Long, Sanaa Lathan, Taye Diggs, Morris Chestnut, Terrence Howard. I mean, just the creme de la creme of Black Hollywood in this film. So love it, love it, love it. Love Best Man. Okay, So, number three is Coming to America. And you know what? To be honest with you, when I was making this list, I stopped for a second and realized, I was like, wait, how could I? I didn't even automatically think about Coming to America, but it actually is very much like, I would consider it a romantic comedy, not just like a comedy within that genre, because the two of the main characters end up falling in love. And it's just a classic. There's so many quotes and so many cultural references that are still relevant to this day in 2025 from this film. They ended up having a sequel come out a few years back. It's still extremely relevant. This film is at the top of Eddie Murphy's career. You have just so many amazing, talented actors in this movie. And I love, one of the things that I love about this film, similar to Black Panther, is that it gives Black people the opportunity to see ourselves as royalty. Because oftentimes the images that are put in the media about us are slave focused. And yes, that very much is a part of our history, but it's not our only history. And I think that's done by design, that these things have been not completely erased, but it's not put at the forefront. And I love that this film puts it at the forefront. It shows Black people in a position of power, wealth, royalty. And there are just so many lighthearted, beautiful moments. So, Coming to America. And our last two are, drumroll, number two for me is Brown Sugar. This is a film that this one and the one that I have listed for number one, I can watch on repeat. I love it. I could quote so many things from the film right now that are just hilarious. It stars Taye Diggs and Sanaa Lathan as the main characters. You also have Nicole Ari Parker, Boris Kodjo, Mos Def, Queen Latifah, each playing such pivotal, amazing parts in this film. And I love that it explores friendship, but I also love the cultural references within the film. The main character is an editor at a very reputable Black magazine, and the main characters are just doing well for themselves. They've been friends since they were kids. It shows their growth into adulthood and how they navigate new dating relationships and trying to maintain and manage their friendship in the midst of that. And so I just love this film. I just love it so much. There's so much I love about it, like everything that I just listed, but it just really is such a great film. If you are a hip-hop fiend, you would love Brown Sugar. There's so many references, such an emphasis on music, on style, just amazing film. All right, guys. So we have come to number one, and this film, it may or may not surprise you, is my number one, but it is a classic, classic, classic. Number one is none other than Boomerang. Oh, Eddie Murphy, Robin Givens, Halle Berry, Chris Rock, Martin. This film is just Grace Jones, Stranger, honey. This film is amazing for so many reasons. Eartha Kitt. How could I forget Eartha Kitt? It is the epitome of Black excellence, Black success. ownership, power, and similar to what I said about A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, the main character, who's played by Eddie Murphy, has been writing some checks he can't cash. He doesn't have the best reputation among the women that he's dated. He tends to be a love 'em and leave 'em type guy. And then he finally meets his match, a woman who matches his energy, in Robin Givens. And his ego doesn't know how to manage it. And what I like about this film, I think it explores that when you do meet, when you are someone who has had that type of energy and you meet someone who can match it, you can mistake, because of the rejection that can come from that, you can mistake that for love and someone being right for you. And unfortunately, overlook the person who actually is better for you. And I also like that this film does explore the dynamics of the Black male friendship and the layers of disrespect that can take place, years of resentment. I also like that they touch on family with one of the characters. He has hilarious parents in this film. The fashion was amazing. Grace Jones was in this film, incredibly over the top and beautiful. And there's just so many things I could say, but I mean, Boomerang is amazing. It's number one for sure. So, well, that is it for our Valentine's Day 2025 special episode, counting down my favorite top 10 Black romantic films. I hope this episode took you all back down memory lane, gave you some things to reminisce on, and hopefully some films to enjoy over this Valentine's Day weekend. I hope that you are all staying safe, remembering that you are loved no matter how you are celebrating this holiday, and that life is still beautiful and amazing. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, and keep up with us until next Thursday. Style Crew, we are out. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren.